Today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed Beis. We left off in daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. We're at the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Shavuos Eidus Ketzad. How does a Shavuos Eidus work? Meaning, what exactly is a Shavuos Eidus? What's the circumstance? Amar L'Shnayim, person says to two witnesses, Bo'u V'hi Iduni. He says, I want you to come and testify on my behalf. Shavuos She'inan Yodin L'cha Eidus. They respond, we hereby swear that we don't know any Eidus that we could possibly testify on your behalf. Or the conversation is initiated by the Edom and they say, look, we don't know any Edos of you. And he says, no, I am not that the conversation is initiated, but they don't initiate the Shvua. The Edom don't initiate any Lashon of Shvua. They just say, we don't know any Edos. And then the man says, I hereby make you impose a Shvua on you. And they say, okay, fine. That's also considered enough of a Shvua for Shvua Se'edos. If he's mashbia them five times outside of Beis Din, but then when he actually brings them to Beis Din, on the first shot, they're moda right away, and they say, yeah, of course we know Eidos, Peturin, and then they're going to be Pater. If you look at Rashi, each time outside of Beis Din, he makes them take a Shvua, and they continually deny it outside of Beis Din, it doesn't make a difference. Kfira outside of Beis Din being kofar, the knowledge of testimony outside of Beis Din doesn't count. It has to be that they're kofar the knowledge of testimony inside of Beis Din. But kafruf, if outside of Beis Din he's mashpia them several times, and then he brings them to Beis Din and get their kofar in Beis Din, they actually deny knowing any knowledge in Beis Din, then chayavan al kolachas vachas. Then it's going to turn out that they're going to be chayav for each of the Shavuos that they took outside of Beis Din. If you look at Rashi, Kafru beBeis Din, Chayavon al Kalachas va'achas Tekfira Akula Kaima V'Alfinu Mikra V'Ayik Yashom La'achas Me'elo L'Chayav al Kalachas va'achas. We have a drasha from a pasuk that you could be chayav for each and every Shavua about the same exact Eidos. The only Hechitimsa where that could come up is where there were several Shavuos outside of Beis Din and one Kfira in Beis Din that then goes back on each of those Shavuos. Hishbialein hey pa'amim b'fnei Beis Din v'kafru einun chayavin ela achas. But if he was mashbia them in Beis Din several times and their kofar in Beis Din, so then you're only going to be chayav. They're only going to be chayav for one shavuos eidos, because once their kofar. Well, the Mishnah explains why that's so. Amar Rabbi Shimon Matam, why is that so? After all, they took several Shavuos. When they take several Shavuos outside of Beis Din in their Kofar and Beis Din, they're Chayav for each and every one. Why, when they take several Shavuos inside of Beis Din, should that be less severe? Should they only be Chayav for one of them? So, Hol Veinim Yichalim Lachzor Lahodos. Because the point is, once they take a Shavua in Beis Din that they don't know any testimony, they can't just turn around and say, oh, we changed our mind, we actually do no testimony. There's a concept in halacha, kivin shehigi tshuve mechazer magid, and once they've said about themselves that they don't know any testimony, they can't change anything. So their subsequent shavuos that they don't know anything are useless. They're unimportant, because even if they did admit to knowing something at that point, they still wouldn't be able to share what they know, because they've already been kofar in Beis Din and already we took a shavua in Beis Din. So therefore, that's why they're only going to be chayav one. Only the first shavua mattered. If you look at Rashi, he explains all this whole thing. Yichon lachs olahodos ilu kafar berishona ha'olu beBeis Din heim shuvlo hayu ruuyin lahayid. If they initially deny knowing testimony, since they're in Beis Din, they can now no longer go ahead and say testimony. Because they've already said they don't know any Eidos. And the rule is that once they say something in Beis Din, they can't go change their mind. Hilkach, afal gavdelo kafru el lebesov kalashvuos, el lebesov kalashvuos hay levatala chutz min rishona. Even though they only deny the testimony at the end, they only deny knowing anything at the end, all of the shvuos were really levatala except for the first one. She'im Because she'im shtikasan barishona kfirahi shuv in ru'in lashbian. Because if their silence on the first one is considered a kfira, then he can't be mashbia them anymore. V'im ein a kfira, harei mushban v'yomdinin. If it's not considered a kfira, so then they're already mushban v'yomdinin. Mazeh shvuah shvuah. What does it help to add another shvuah? Val karcha kikasav la'achas us. So then what are we going to do with the drush on the pasuk? We have a drush on the pasuk that we learn that you could be chayiv for several shavuos. It can't be in Beis Din. So val karcha kikas of la'achas l'chayiv al kalachas va'achas ashvua chutz le'Beis Din v'kafru b'Beis Din kasav the shavuos chutz le'Beis Din shayim ashpian shayavol le'Beis Din v'yidu lo yatzu levatala. That it must be that the case where you're chayiv for several shavuos are where the several shavuos were outside of Beis Din and the kfira was in Beis Din, that he's mashpia them several times, that they should come to Beis Din and testify, and that's not all the vatala v'ru'iyos l'chalik, because each time they still have the opportunity to come to Beis Din and testify. That's not kivin shehigid. Whatever they said outside of Beis Din is irrelevant. They're still able to come to Beis Din and say something else. They're still able to come to Beis Din and share testimony. And therefore, sharei afilu in kafri sham rishona hayroi lachzor lashbian. Even if you're kofar outside of Beis Din once, it doesn't mean you can't change your mind. Then you're still allowed to change your mind. So that's why each shavua outside of Beis Din is valuable and meaningful, and they're going to be chayiv for each one. Each shavua inside of Beis Din is not valuable and meaningful, only the first one is, and therefore they're only going to be chayav for the first one. Vayter in the Mishnah, kafru shnein ke'echad shnein chayavin. If both edim at the same time are kofer, so then they're both going to be chayav. Was that because they both could have shared testimony that would have been meaningful? Yet at the time that each one was kofar, the other one had not yet been kofar. So therefore, they were part of a kat. They were part of a set of edim at the time, and therefore they knew their testimony could be meaningful. So they're going to be chayiv. But if one of them is kofar, and then the next day the other guy is kofar, let's say, harishon chayiv asheni pater, only the first one is chayiv, because at the time that he was kofar, there was another aid to be mitzarif with. So his testimony still meant something at the time that he was kofar. The second guy, by the time he was kofar, any knowledge of testimony, but the second guy, he didn't have a partner anymore. The first guy already bailed out. So since he didn't have a partner anymore, his eidos could not have been meaningful anyway. It would have only been eid echad. He didn't have anybody else to join with, and therefore he's going to be pater from shvuas eidos. Kofar echad v'hoda echad ha-kofar chayiv. And certainly if one eid is kofar and the other one is moda, so only the kofar is going to be chayiv, because he has a willing partner to be made with him had he chosen himself to be made. Period. Hayushteki de eidim. What if there were two sets of witnesses? Kofra rishona v'achar kach kofra shnia shtein chayavos. If first set is kofra, then the second set is kofra, they're still both going to be chayiv. Mipnesha edus yichalo l'skayim b'shtehen. Because the edus could have gone with either one of them. Either one of them would have been a viable edus. As long as you have two witnesses, it doesn't matter which set of witnesses. Each set has two witnesses in it, and therefore they're both going to be chayiv in that case. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, ra'u sharatzach rein. The Mishnah started out by giving hechitimtza of how it works that you have a shvuas eidus. Either the eidim themselves volunteer that we hereby take a shvuah that we don't know any eidus, or the guy says mashbi ani aleichem and they answer amen. What if the following happens? Ra'u sharatzach rein. They see that the man is running after them. That this man who's dealing with a court case, with a serious court case, is running after them. Amru lo, and they say to him, Ma ata ratzach reinu, shvua sheinanu yodin l'cha eidus. Now what are you running after us? We hereby swear that we don't know any eidus for you. Piturin, ad sheyishmu mipiv. That, they're not going to be chayv shvua eidus. What was the case in our Mishnah? It wasn't exactly that. It started in our Mishnah with Amr l'shnayim bo v'yiduni. He says, I want you to testify for me. And then they respond, no, we hereby swear we don't know any eidus. But over here, he didn't say, I want you to testify for me. He's chasing after them. He didn't say anything yet. And they figure that he wants them to testify for him. And they initiate the conversation by taking a shavua. So that's going to be pater. That's not a situation of Shavuos Ha'edus, you need that statement of Bovi Yiduni for it to be Shavuos Ha'edus. My Kamashman, so frankly, Gemara, what's the Chiddush about that? Tanina, we already know this. Shilach bi'avavdo, oshomer lahen ha'nitva, mashbia ani aleichem she'im atem yodin lo edus shetavoviti yiduhu. Let's say someone sends his Eved to be mashbia the people. He sends his Eved to tell these Edim to come to court. Or, for instance, the Nitva himself says, look, you want to testify on that guy's behalf, don't let me stop you. Don't be intimidated by me. If you know any edus on his behalf, please come to court, share it, let us know what that edus is. So it wasn't the Toveah who was asking for the Edim, it was the Nitva who brought up the idea that they should come and be made. So in that case, even if they take a shvur that they don't know any edus, harei lepaturim, they're going to be pater. Because they need to hear it from the Toveah himself. The Toveah himself has to say Bovi Yiduni in order for it to be meaningful at all. So bottom line is, we already see from this brisa that you need to hear it Mipia Toveah. What's the chiddush of Ratzach Rehen? That if the guy is running after them and they volunteer that they don't know any shvur that they don't know any edus, what's the chiddush that they're not chayiv? Of course they're not chayiv. He didn't say anything to them. So the answer is the Gemara, no, Ratzach Rehen. It is a chiddush to say that even when he's running after them, they're not going to be chayv for shvus edus, because salka daita chamina kiven to ratzach rein kamanda amaludami. I might have thought actions speak louder than words. When he sends his eved, when he goes and the nitva comes and is and asks them to be meyed, so the toveah didn't do anything. He never requested in any way whatsoever that they come and say edus. But when he's chasing after them, that action is a request for edus. That's what I would think, that the actions speak louder than words and are just as important as the words of asking to come to testify. Kamash v'lo, therefore comes to tell us, no, that part of the procedure of Shavuos Ha'edus is that you need the words of the Toveah. The Toveah has to come and actually verbally request their edus. Without a verbal request, even though it's an umdana, it's muchach mitoch ma'asav, that's what he's trying to do, it doesn't matter that it's muchach mitoch ma'asav, you need to know, you need to hear him say it explicitly. So that's the maskana. So frankly, Gemara vanami tanina. But wait a second, we know that already. Also, shvus edus ketzad. The Mishnah, after all, says how does shvus edus work? Amr le'edim bo v'iduni. He says to Edim, I want you to come testify on my behalf. Shvur sheinon yodun chaedus. They respond, look, we take a shvur, we don't know any edus. So why does the Mishnah set up a case with Amar where he says bo v'iduni? Obviously, the diuk we're supposed to make is Amar in, lo Amar, lo. That you need a verbal request, and that short of a verbal request for edus, it's not going to work. There's not going to be any shvus edus. Isn't that obvious? Isn't that exactly what the Mishnah is teaching me? So why do I need you to tell me about it? Why do I need Shmuel to tell me that Ratzach Rehen is not good enough? You see in the Mishnah that you need a verbal request. So it says Gemara, no, Amar lav dafka. I would say that in the Mishnah, when it says Amar bovi iduni, that's lav dafka. You don't really need Amar. It's just telling me the Orcha de Milsa, that normally when I want Edim to testify for me, I don't sign it to them. I don't, I don't use sign language. I don't run after them. Normally, I call them up or speak to them and say, please come and testify for me. So it just picks the typical cases that I ask for their testimony. Dilote mahachi. Because if you don't want to say that Amar is lav dafka, you're going to have problems understanding other Mishnayos. Gabi Pikadon, when we talk about Shavuos HaPikadon, Dikatani, it says Shavuos HaPikadon Ketzad. Right? We're going to have a Mishnah later on Daf Lamed Vav, where it's going to discuss how does Shavuos HaPikadon work. So the Mishnah is going to say Shavuos HaPikadon Ketzad, Amar lo, tain li pikadon, sheyesh li biyadcha. Someone says to a guy says to somebody else, Reuven says to Shimon, give me the pikadon that you have of mine, meaning you're my shomer, I left the pikadon with you, I'd like to have it back, please. Hachinami amar in lo amar lo? What, so you want to tell me that Shavuos HaPikadon is only going to be when I verbally request for my pikadon back, and if I don't make a verbal request for my pikadon back, you're not going to be chayiv for Shavuos HaPikadon? Havikichesh b'amito kol duhu. We darshin v'kichesh b'amito, if you deny having the pikadon, regardless of whether I asked for it or didn't ask for it. If you took a shvua, if you deny having the pikadon, so Shavuos HaPikadon is going to apply. So obviously, Amar in the Mishnah of Pikadon is Lav Dafka. So if Amar in the Mishnah of Shavuos Pikadon is Lav Dafka, Amar in the Mishnah of Shavuos Eidus is Lav Dafka. And you could be Chayiv Shavuos Eidus even without a verbal request. Had I just had our Mishnah, I would think you could be Chayiv Shavuos Eidus even without a verbal request, even though our Mishnah uses the word Amar. Amar is obviously Lav Dafka in the Mishnayis. Ela Amar Lav Dafka, Achinami Lav Dafka. So just like Amar is Lav Dafka by Shavuos HaBikadon, Amar is Lav Dafka by Shavuos HaEidus. So that's why Shmuel needs to come along and tell me that if he doesn't verbally request the Eidus and he's just Ratzach Reyen, that it's not good enough. I would not have seen that from the Mishnah. So Frekta Gemara, hi Mai, wait a second. Iyam Bishlama Amar Dahach Dafka. I understand very well, if the word Amar was critical in our Mishnah, and is Dafka, and the Mishnah is teaching me with the word Amar, that it needs to be a verbal request, so Tana Hasam Atuhacha, I understand why when we get to writing a Mishnah about Shavuos HaBikadon, we're going to use the word Amar, even though over there it's really inaccurate. Over there, we don't really need Amar, because we try to keep the Mishnahis consistent, and all these Mishnahis have, you know, have been along the same lines. Shavuos this Ketzad, Shavuos that Ketzad, so we keep it along similar lines when we go from Shavuos Eidus Ketzad to Shavuos HaPikadon Ketzad. Eliyam with lo amar dahasam dafka velo amar dahacha dafka. But if you can say that the word amar over there is lav dafka and the word amar over here is lav dafka, amar amar lamali lamisnia, why do we keep using it? If it doesn't mean anything in any of the Mishnayis, why do we keep saying cases where the Toveya is amar? You don't need a Toveya to do anything verbally in either of the Mishnayis. So says Gemara, no, Dilma Orcha de Milsa Kamash Milan. Maybe the Mishnah is just picking a typical case, that typically that's what happens. Typically when you want someone to be made for you, or you want your pikadon back, you typically ask for it. But that's not a halacha. Meaning there's a story in our Mishnah, and there's a halacha in our Mishnah. So the way we're expressing the halacha is through a story of Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is a Taveya, Shimon is a Nitva. Reuven comes over to Levi and Yehuda, and he says, I want you to be testify for me. That's all just the story. Levi and Yehuda saying, look, we swear we don't know any testimony, now we're talking halacha. So that's the reason that it says the word Amar, just to set up the case properly. Now, it turns out, Lamaskana anyway, that the word Amar is, while it may not be dafka in the Mishnah, once we have Shmuel's Chiddush, we know that that it is dafka by Shavuos Eidus, that you do need Amar by Shavuos Eidus. Tanya Kavase to Shmuel, we have a raya to Shmuel's din that Muchach Mitoch Ma'asav doesn't mean anything for Shavuos Eidus. You need the guy to actually verbally request the Eidus. Ra'usha Ba'achrayan, he sees that the guy is coming after them. They see that the guy is coming after them. Amrulo, and they say to him, Mata Ba'achrayan, what are you coming after us for? Shavuos She'ein Anu Yodin L'cha Eidus. We hereby swear that we don't know any Eidus for you. Peturin. Then they're going to be pater. Then be pikadon chayavim. But a similar situation by pikadon, where no verbal request for the pikadon is made, they're going to be chayiv. So you see in this brisa very clearly that you need the guy to actually ask for it verbally. Fine. Hishpia lein chamisha pamim. The mission then went on to say that if the man is mashpia them 5 times outside of Beis Din, and then their kofar 1 time in Beis Din, they're chayiv for each and every one of the shvuos that they previously took outside of Beis Din. When the Mishnah said if he's mashpia them 5 times inside of Beis Din, they're only going to be chayiv for that first shvua, not for the subsequent 4. So, frak the Gemara, minolan da akfira be Beis Din hu de mechayvi, achutz the Beis Din lo mechayvi. How do I know that? Oh, the Mishnah also said that if they take 5 shvuos outside of Beis Din, and then when they come to Beis Din, right away their moda, and they say, yeah, we know Eidus, and they share the Eidus, they're not going to be chayiv for any of the Shavuos, because they were never kofar de Beis Din. So the Gemara wants to know, where do we know that din from? How do we know that it's only kfira be Beis Din hu de mechayvi, achutz Beis Din lo mechayvi, but a kfira outside of Beis Din is not going to be mechayiv them? Amar Abayi, Amar Kra, says it's a pasuk, im lo yagid v'nasa avono, that the pasuk says, right, it says, nefesh kisechta v'shama kol olav hu eido ro yada, im lo yagid. That's the pasuk of Shavuos HaEidus. That a person is a witness to something, he knows something, he sees something, and if he doesn't say it, im lo yagid, then he's going to bear the burden of his avera. So lo amarti l'cha el b'makom shilu magid zemes chayiv zemamon. Im lo yagid, it tells me that had he actually said something, it would have helped. But saying something outside of Beis Din wouldn't help anyway. So it has to be that he's dafka lo yagid in a place where had he been magid, it would have worked. So it has to be that the lo yagid is in Beis Din, that he's kofer in Beis Din. Amalei Rav Papa Labaye, so Rav Papa says to Abaye, Ihachi, Eima Shvua Gufa Bebeis Din in Shalom Bebeis Din Lo. How do you know that that's only about the Kfira? Maybe the Shvua itself needs to be in Beis Din. Meaning, how do you know that if a guy swears five times outside of Beis Din, and then when he comes to Beis Din, and he's kofar, that he's going to be chayiv for all the shvuos outside of Beis Din. Maybe the shvua itself has to dafka be in Beis Din. So he says, lo, salka daitach, detanya, we know that we have a drasha from a Brisa makes a drasha that we quoted just quoted before in Rashi, the la'achas, the chayiv al kalachas v'achas. We know that there's some hechitimtza where you're going to be chayiv for multiple shvuos ha'edos for the same testimony, for a single testimony. So so if you're assuming that we're dealing with in Beis Din, that he took all the shvuos in Beis Din, we just established before that if you take multiple shvuos in Beis Din, you're not chayiv multiple times for multiple shvuos all in Beis Din. You're only chayiv one time if you take multiple shvuos in Beis Din, because only your first shvuah meant anything, everything else didn't mean anything. That was our Mishnah. So it must be that there's a hechitimtza where you could be chayiv for multiple shvuos. It must be that those multiple shvuos are outside of Beis Din. But something needs to be in Beis Din, because im lo yagid v'nasa avano tells me that you have to be eligible to be magid, and that's only in Beis Din. So it must be that the shvuos are outside of Beis Din, the kfira is in Beis Din, and then you're going to be chayiv al kalachas v'achas. Now if you look at Tosfos on the top, v'sal gadaitach be'Beis Din mimechayiv, right, if the shvuos were all happening in Beis Din, he wouldn't be chayiv several times. Fractosus tema, dilma kraki asa, l'shvua she'ein anu yodun cha'edus, she'esh l'cha biyad ploni, chitin usa'orin v'kusmin. He says there's still a way you could be chayiv for several shvuos in Beis Din, where they come to Beis Din and they take the one shvua in Beis Din about several things. We hereby swear that we don't know any testimony about the wheat that he owes you, about the barley that he owes you, about that. So then they're chayiv for the wheat. Turns out they knew testimony about the wheat, the barley, and so the chayiv for each and every one of the minim that they spoke about. So if the whole hechreich of the Gemara to say that a shvua chutz lebeis din works, and you're going to be chayiv for a shvua chutz lebeis din, is that there's no other hechitimtza where you could be chayiv for multiple shavuos. That's not true. There is another hechitimtza. It's just in tomorrow's daf. It's not in today's daf. A bam kasha of Tosos. I didn't get a chance to see if anybody answers this kasha. I'm sure they work at it, but I didn't get a chance to look around and see if anyone answers this kasha. Seems like a very strong kasha. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Kafu shnein ka'achas chayavin. The Mishnah said that if both Edim at the same time are kofer any knowledge of their testimony, so they're going to be chayiv. So frankly, at the same time, ha'iyef shalitzam tzeim. How can you ever figure out at the same time? Meaning, how do you ever know that something is ever said at the same time? You can't determine exactly that things are said at the precise moment. One must be a second off from the other one. One must be a second ahead of the other one, or a second behind the other one. So it's EF Shalat Samsim. So what are you even talking about? That it's that they say at the same time. So the Gemara is going to give two answers. Answer number one: Amar Rav Chista Hamani Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi. Da Amar EF Shalat Samsim. Maybe we're assuming like the shita that holds Efshal the Tzamtzim. That's one possibility. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Temer Rabbanan. Now, even if you say that we're going like the Rabbanan, Kigon Shekafu Shneim, B'toch Kedei Dibur, B'toch Kedei Dibur, K'dibur Dami. Now, that it's that each one is Kofar B'toch Kedei Dibur of the other one, and as long as each one is Kofar B'toch Kedei Dibur of the other one, it doesn't have to be at the exact same time. It's all considered halachically the same moment in Beis Din if they speak within Toch Kedei Dibur of each other. So, yeah, it doesn't have to be that the words are coming out of the mouths at exactly the same time. Fine. Amalei Rav Achmi Difti the Ravina Michti Toch Kedei Dibur Kamahavi. He says, wait a second. Each one is made B'Toch Kedei Dibur Shel Chavero. How long does Toch Kedei Dibur last to begin with? What is the definition of Toch Kedei Dibur? Kedei She'ilas Talmud L'Rat. It's the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mori. However long it takes for a Talmud to greet a Rebbe. Right? Rashi says over here Shalom Alecha Rebbe. However long it takes for a Talmud to greet a Rebbe. That's the whole thing. That's Toch Kedei Dibur. So, frankly, Gemara, if that's Toch Kedei Dibur, If that's Tokid Dibor, Ada Amri Shvur Shainoni Yodun Chaedus Tuvahavi. By the time, so what do you have? You have two Edom come to Beis Din. Reuven says Shvur Shainoni Yodun Chaedus. Then Shimon says Shvur Shainoni Yodun Chaedus. By the time Shimon starts, he's already outside of Tokid Dibor of Reuven, because it takes longer to say Shvur Shainoni Yodun Chaedus than it takes to say Shal Nalach Rabbi. So he's already outside the Tokid Dibor. How could you say that they said it within Tokid Dibor of each other? Says Gemara, Amalei Kolachad Ve'echad Tokid Dibor Shal Chaveiro. No. Tokedei Dibor doesn't mean that I have to start within Tokedei Dibor of when the first guy started. No, it means that I have to start within Tokedei Dibor of when he finished. So he says his Eidus, I wait less than a second, and I right away say my Eidus, my Shavua, that I don't know any Eidus. So that's Tokedei Dibor. You don't have to start within the amount of time that he started. Frek Tosfos, is that really the only answer that we could have come up with? If Frek tells us we have a better answer, why don't we say a better answer? And if you look and tell us Shvur Sheinod Nilchaedus Tuvahavi Vim Tomar Lema Kagon Sheischilu Vesimu Bebas Achas Ela Sheechad Miher Ma'at Yosem Echavero Vesimu Shneim Tokedei Dibor. Maybe we started at the same time, I went a little quicker than my friend, we finished within Tokedei Dibor of each other. Meaning that we actually, the end of my Eidus was within Tokedei Dibor, the end of his Eidus. So you don't have to be able to be Mitzamtzeim, but since the overall Eidus, the finishing, we started at the same time, and the finishing of the Eidus was within Tokedei Dibor of each other, so maybe that would be a good case of Tokedei Dibor. You don't have to say that I only have to start within Tokedei Dibor of when he finishes. Maybe I have to finish within Tokedei Dibor of when he finishes. And you have such a case where they're both speaking simultaneously. So says also Yeshlomer Shein Rikilus Klal Lehev Bezeinim Kachas to Trei Kali Lomishdami. He says it's not normal for two people to testify at the same time because you can't hear when two people are speaking at the same time. You're not going to be able to hear either one of them. So it's not normal for two people to come into Bezein and both of them to blah 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 blah. You don't hear anything. You have to do it Mesudar. One of them speaks, then the other one speaks because otherwise you can't hear anything. It's interesting that Tosfos says Shein Rikilus that it's not normal for them to be made Bezeinim Kachas. Because Trei Kali Lamishtami, I would have thought you would say that it's possible. It doesn't work. You didn't if you don't really hear it, then there was no Eidus. Right? It doesn't help if someone says Eidus that you can't hear. Inami av matzlishnuy hachi al shemtari to emes. Ortel says, you know what? The truth is, we could have given that hechitim, so that would have been a good answer. But the truth is that the din of Tokedei Dibor is you only need to start within Tokedei Dibor when the other guy finishes. So we want to teach you that truth, that halacha, the halachic truth, that's what the din of Tokedei Dibor really is. So we don't bother with this hechitim. In the Paras Yosef, in the back of the Gemara, he says, Efshar Lomar, he says, Tosus and Sota Lametesan Beis, Dibur Maskal Ad Shtei, Dibur Maskal Aid, says that Shtei Tevo She'enim Domim, Kamo Zachar V'Shamar, Efshar Lishmoa. That when you have two people speaking two different words, then you can't hear them both. That's why Zachar V'Shamar, B'Dibur Echad, it's Masha Ozenenu Yachal Lishmoa. Right? That an ear can't really hear two different words being said at the same time. Aval Shtei Tevos Had Domim, Efshar Lishmoa. But if you have two words that are very similar to each other, that are coming out of two people's mouths, then you can hear it. So then we understand the Gemara's kasha is very good. The Gemara says Efshal Tzamtzim, meaning if it was Efshal Tzamtzim that the two of them were able to speak at the same time, we're okay with that. Then you're really hearing the Eidos, because they're saying similar words to each other, and as long as they're saying similar words to each other, you'll be able to hear it. It's only because it's Efshal Tzamtzim that they're going to be off from each other, then they're not going to be saying the same words at the same time, that you're not going to be able to hear it. Since it's one guy saying one word, the other guy saying another word. Then you're not going to be able to hear it. And he says, and that's really the answer to Tosfos Kasha. Why don't we say that the case is one of them is just speaking a little more quickly than the other? Because then it's not Eidos. Then you're not going to be able to hear it. Right? It's not just that it's not regilus, he says. It's that it's not a kosher edus at all, because you won't be able to hear anything in that situation. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. We're at the two dots now, about seven lines in, and the wide lines Lam Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara Vayter. Bezeh achazeh harishon chayev hasheni pater. If one guy takes a shvuah edus that he doesn't know any testimony, and then the other one takes the Shvuah Se'edus. So the first guy is going to be Chayiv because he had a partner that could have testified with him at the time that he denied it. The second guy is going to be Patr because by the time he denied knowing any testimony, there was no, he had no partner in crime. So Masnisin Deloki Aitana. Our Mishnah is against the following Tana. The we're about to quote two Tanaim. The Tana that our Mishnah is against is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. How so? The Tanya, we have a brace as follows. Mashpia Erecha Patr, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Mechayev. If let's say I don't have two witnesses that I'm asking to come to Beis Din and share testimony, there's only one witness, and I'm asking him to come share his testimony. So the Tanakhama holds, Pater, that's not a Shavuos Ha'edus, because that one witness couldn't do anything anyway. He couldn't be Mechayev my the Nitva money for me anyway. So it's not going to help if he would have come to Beis Din, and therefore he's not going to be Chayev for Shavuos Ha'edus. But Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, he's Chayev, because an Eid Echad can do something. We'll see exactly what, but he can accomplish something. And so what do you see? That Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds that even if there's only one aid, he's still going to be Chayev for Shavuos Ha'edus. So if I have two Eidim, and one of them takes a Shavua on Monday that he doesn't know any Eidus, and the other one takes a Shavua on Tuesday that he doesn't know any Eidus, I don't care that by the time the guy's taking a Shavua on Tuesday, the guy on Monday has already dropped out. The guy on Tuesday himself is enough to be chayv for Shavuos Ha'edus. Having one guy is all you need to be chayv for Shavuos Ha'edus. So, lema v'hakam eflagi, what exactly is this machlokas about? Demar savre eid echad ki asa l'shvua hu deka asa. One opinion holds that when an eid echad comes to testify that Reuven owes Shimon $100, that eid echad is really coming only to be mechayv v'shvua. The halacha is, if you have an eid echad testify that you owe money, it's mechayv v'shvua that you don't owe the money. It's not going to be mechayv the money, it's mechayv v'shvua that you don't know it. Umar Savra Eid Echad Kiyasa Lemamona Kiyasa. And the other one says, no, when Eid Echad comes to testify that someone owes somebody else money, he's really coming to testify about the money. Now, he's not going to be able to do anything on his own, but he's maybe hoping another guy will also come and testify, and then he'll be a set of two Eidim. But he's really primarily coming about the money. So the point is, Shavuos Ha'edus is only when a guy knew monetary testimony, when he knew testimony about money. So the question is, when you're an Eid Echad, is that called that you're denying knowledge of testimony about money? So the Shita that says it's not called denying knowledge of testimony about money says that an Eid Echad's primary function is only for Shavua, and the other one says, no, an Eid Echad's primary function is for money. Okay, so v'tizbra, hamra baye hakol modin be'ed sota. So says the Gemara, this is going to be a little bit of a confusing Gemara. It's going to take us a while to explain each of these phrases. We're just going to throw out a bunch of phrases right now. So v'tizbra, is this really true? V'hamra baye, do you really think that's what they're arguing about? V'hamra baye, didn't Abaye tell us, hakol modin be'ed sota, everyone agrees by an eid sota, v'hakol modin be'ed sota, everyone agrees by multiple eid sota, umachlokes be'edei sota, and there's a machlokes about edei sota. What's that mean? Hakol modim be'ed echad, everyone's moda about an eid echad, v'hakol modim be'ed shekenegdo chashal al shvua, and everyone's moda about an eid shekenegdo chashal al shvua. And when you have an eid where the guy, the other party is chashal al shvua, can't take a shvua. So basically what we somehow see from there is that they're not arguing about whether an eid echad is coming to be Mechayev Shvua or is coming to be Mechayev Mamon. What we see from there somehow is, and we don't yet know how we see it, the Gemara is going to explain how we see it, but somehow from those random statements of Abaye, what we see is that when an Eid Echad comes to testify, it's for the sake of Shvua, it's not for the sake of Mamon. So you have to say that when an Eid Echad comes, it's for the sake of Shvua. What are they really arguing about over here? Whether when you ask an Eid Echad to testify for you and he takes a Shavuah that he doesn't know Eidus, whether he's Chayiv for Shavuos Ha'edus, what are they arguing? Thing is, when I come to testify that someone owes someone else money and he's now Chayiv a Shavuah that he doesn't, let's say he refuses to take that Shavuah, which very often people will refuse to do. They don't like taking Shavuahs. If he refuses to take a Shavuah, he's going to have to pay the money. So when I'm, it's true, I'm only coming to be Mechayiv a Shavuah, But that shvuah is a davar agorim lemamon. It's something that causes a chiyuv money, a chiyuv mamon. Because if he refuses to take the shvuah in its place, he's instead going to have to pay money. So you see that a davar agorim lemamon is so if you hold davar agorim lemamon is kamamon dami, that's enough to be chayv shvuah seidus. Gufa, Amar Abaye. Now let's actually explain what Abaye said. Hakol modem beit sotav, hakol modem beit sotav, machlokes beit sotav, hakol modem beit achav, hakol modem beit shekinah dechash al shvuah. So one by one, let's take apart those statements. Hakol modem beit sotav. Everyone agrees by eid sotav shechayiv that you're chayiv beid tuma. That's talking about an aid that saw that the woman slept with another man. Drachmanahim ne dechsev beid in ba kol sheyeshba. That the Torah itself believes in eid echad on the tuma. Once it was kinu yistira, the Torah itself believes in eid echad to say that the woman slept with somebody else. So that's a viable eidus when he denies knowing testimony about that. So he's denying knowing what would have been a viable eidus. Number two statement of Abayiva, Kol Modem Be Eidei Sota, Shepater. Everyone agrees multiple Eidei Sota are Pater. What's that talking about? Be Eidei Kinoi, Davagorim Degorim. That's by Eidei Kinoi, Eidim that saw the husband was Mekana the wife, where it's several steps away from the monetary loss of her ksuba, right? Because then you still need the stira, and you still need the actual going to drink the mesota or the tuma. You still need, you're still several steps away removed from her losing her ksuba. That's only a gorim de gorim. What are the next statement of Abaye? Umachlokes be'ede sota, and there's a machlokes be'ede sota. What was that about? Be'ede stira. That was about Eidim that saw yichud. Marsav davar gam lemamun kamamun dami v'chayiv marsav lav kamamun dami v'pater. Right, when the Eidim saw the married woman have yichud with the man with whom her husband said she shouldn't hang out with, so that itself is not mamon, but it's gorim lemamon, because now she's going to lose her ksuba, right? If she turns out guilty, she's going to lose her ksuba, so it's a davar gorim lemamon. Hakol modem shekenegdo chashal al shvuah. Statement number, I think there's four of Abaye, right? Hakol modem beirachad de Rabbi Abba. Hakol modem shekenegdo chashal al shvuah de chashid man. What does that mean? Hakol modem shekenegdo chashal al shvuah. Who is chashid exactly? Ilem de chashid lovet. If you want to tell me the situation is that the lovet is chashid on the shvuah, domele malva, where the malva says to the aid, I asas hadisli have mishtabana v'shakilma. If you would have come and been made for me, the lovet can't take the shvuah. I would have made a shvuah, and I would have gotten my money back, right? The malva is the lender, the lovet is the borrower. So if an aid were to come and say, lovet owes malva money, and the lovet can't take a shvuah because he's not trusted on a shvuah, he doesn't have an amanus, who would the shvuah turn to then? It would turn to the malva. So the malva could say, I had it in my control to get this money back if you would have come and testify for me. So v'le mele miyemer dim shtabata. Can't the aid just say, who says you would have taken the shvuah? I don't know that you would have for sure taken the shvuah. It must be a situation where both Malva and Lova are chashed al shvuah. Right? What if both the Malva and Lova are chashed al shvuah? The ikar chiv shvuah is on the Lova when an eid echad comes. The Lova can't testify, can't take a shvuah because he's chashed. So the chiv turns to the Malva. What if the Malva can't take a shvuah because he's also chashed? Chiv turns back to the Lova. Now, the Lova can't take the shvuah, he's going to have to pay money. So that's a direct monetary eidos then. If I don't come and say that eidos, so that's really costing him money. Statement number five of Abaye, Kol modem be'erecha de Rabbi Abba. Dahu gavra, what was that case? Dahu gavra de chatof nascha mechavrei. A guy grabs a piece of silver from his friend. Asal kamed Rabbi Ami, and he goes to Rabbi Ami. Haviyas Rabbi Abba kamein. Rabbi Abba was sitting in front of Rabbi Ami. Asal aisi chad sahad de michtav chad faminei. So Shimon brings one aid that Reuven grabbed this piece of silver from him. Amrlei, they say, Reuven, what do you have to say for yourself? We have an aid that says that saw you grab the piece of silver. He says, yes, absolutely. In chatfi, v'didi chatfi, I grabbed the piece of silver. You know why? Because it's mine. Amr Rabbi Ami, heichli dani dani lahaydinas. Rabbi Ami said, what do we do now? L'shalim, we should make him pay. Lekatre sahadi, we don't have two witnesses that even saw him grab it, so we can't make him pay. Lifterei, we want to let him off the hook. Ha'ikachatsa the demichtav chataf, right? But there is one witness that saw that he grabbed it, so we can't just let him off the hook. L'shtava, should we make him swear? But once he says that, yeah, I grabbed it and I grabbed my own thing, then he's like a gazlan. He can't swear. So Rabbi Abba says, so it's this circular case where you have nothing, you have nowhere to go. So Rabbi Abba says, "Av mechuyev shvua ven yachli shava." He's chayev shvua. He can't swear, and the rule is called mechuyev shvua ven yachli shava. Mishalim. Whenever you chayev shvua and you can't take the shvua, you're always going to pay. Amrav Papa, kol modim be'ed misa shu chayev, kol modim be'ed misa shu pater. Rav Papa says everyone agrees by an eid misa that you're chayev, and everyone agrees by an eid misa that you're pater. What are we talking about? So let's explain each statement. Hakol modim be'ed misa shu hu pater, da amr la l'dida, v'lo amr l'hu l'beizdin. It's an eid that comes to a woman and says, by the way, I know that your husband is dead, but he never said it to Beis Din. Because the halacha is the woman herself could come to Beis Din and say Meis Bali, and she would be believed, and she can get remarried, and that wouldn't be a problem. So the aid is not all that critical. When the aid then refused to come to Beis Din, right? So that's going to be pater. But akol modim be'ed misa shu chayiv, d'lo amar l'didah v'lo amar l'hu l'Beis Din. This is an aid that says, that swore he had no idea about anything about the husband, and then it turns out later on he knew exactly what happened to the husband, and therefore his withholding his testimony from both the woman and from Beis Din really changed everything. Shema mina mashpia edei karka chayiv. So says Gemara, should we see from here that if someone's mashpia edei karka, you're going to be chayiv? That Rav Papa holds the mashpia edim on edus karka and their kofar that you're going to be chayiv. That happens to be a machlokas tanayim and amarayim later on. So meaning the point is that an eid misa is really an eid karka, because the ksuba can only be nigvis from karka. So it's not really about mammon per se, it's about karka, and yet you see your chayiv. So it says, no, dilma de tfisa metaltali. Now maybe the case is that in this woman's ksuba, she had designated metaltalin to pay for the ksuba. It wasn't an issue of karka, it was an issue of metaltalin. That definitely has a din of mammon, and that's why your chayiv for shvua seidus over here. Okay, we'll pick up from the two dots. Bezos Hashem tomorrow.